Hello everyone. Thank you for being with us here. The New Life Talks with Rav Dr. Michael Leitman. Hello Rav Leitman. Hello Tal Mendelbaum. We want to be leaders today. We are social creatures. We have people around us in different circles. And throughout generations we had leaders that could lead the way to a more developed state. Today we are in a time that we feel there's a lack of strong leadership here in Israel and everywhere in the world. There's a feeling of we lost our way. There's no leaders. We just try to understand what the future holds for us. And maybe how can each and every one be a leader of his life and lead his life towards the better? Tal, won't you give us an introduction? Well, previous show we started to talk that from this lack of leadership, we are entering a new perspective and perception of what is leadership and what it needs to serve. We see it in science today, more and more, that we are all affecting everyone else. We affect each other in our thoughts and our behavior, and each and everyone needs to be some kind of leader to people around him. We also talked that more and more circles around us, we affect everything. So how does a system look like where everyone is a leader? How is it possible that each and everyone can lead? Nature demands a very certain progress, that we advance to a new degree of understanding this general law of nature, that we see the world from above in a global way. If throughout tens of thousands of years of development in our civilization, we would develop more to the amount and less to the quality, more quantity, less quality, each and everyone would feel this inner urge of ego, more and more egoistic from generation to generation. Today we see the younger generation is in some kind of lack of orientation. He doesn't quite understand where to go and what to do in life, in this world. Or maybe he knows from the inside, but he doesn't see the world as suitable for him. That is because the general rules of nature changed, and we don't exactly know how to react to it. With the world and nature, with humanity, it's as if we lost our tools, which were ready and we used them for thousands of years. So this, I put an effort here and then I gain something there, give and take, very simple marketing. Our ego was enough to control us, to lead us in all of life's occasions. And this is how we would progress to make our connections stronger and stronger, egoistically, in commerce, in industry, whatnot, until we reached a state where we locked ourselves together, and all of a sudden we are all interdependent. And when we are interdependent, okay, we can continue. No, this egoistic law that we are all connected. We thought we would make the world better. We have commerce around the world. We ask, why do we need to fight? It affects everyone. It's a state that could be positive. But what we discover is this interdependency that we locked ourselves, covered all the world with this network of connection between us. This interdependency connects us in a way that forces us to include all the system together. Let's say, if once I could deal with you that I sell something, you sell something back. It could be commerce, industry, science, doesn't matter. Today, in our connection between us, we basically, in our connection, connect to all the worlds, and we affect the world in each and every action that we connect with others. In this way, we cannot live, we cannot manage anything, because I understand, in accordance to my nature, to control the connection between us. Let's say we're partners, or we're people of commerce or economics. So I can digest and understand only a small portion of the world, and with that I can work. And my current reality demands me to understand how I affect all the world. If not, we see everywhere we receive destruction. There's everything from tsunami to family problems, economic crisis. I'm dependent on all the stock markets around the world. I'm dependent on the coal situation somewhere. All of a sudden, there's a lack of some kind of metal that they can't find anymore from the earth, and so on. Meaning, I'm so dependent and so interdependent on what happens in the world. This forces me, obligates me to learn. How do I keep this world peace, this stabilized world? Because eventually it all comes back to me. We are not built for it. What I describe now is not revealed completely, but we see that when every country goes into separation, where it separates itself from everyone else, it is harmed. It harms itself. And now it's the most powerful weapon. If a nation acts wrong, we will disconnect you. We don't even need to fight. This is our most powerful weapon. You just disconnect him. He instantaneously falls. We see that leaders who want to make change today say, we want to bring change, but when they come to be leaders, they say, we can't. Because the way we see managing countries, companies, internationally, It demands a person to feel the system, this network, which is integral. Marx talked about this network, and this is what he said, basically. That first of all, we must have the right education. We must develop society to this degree, and then we can fulfill communism in accordance to the development of society. And this is what Bala Sulam writes about the trouble, that the Russians didn't give enough thought. They knew that it is possible to It's possible to fulfill it, but they did it forcefully. So they put pressure and hunger and terror, whatnot. And with that, they didn't attain anything. Because it all depends on the education of a person. But basically, what Marx discovered, he discovered the next degree of humanity is commune life, community life, and not through nature, which pressures us and tells us that we are interdependent, but we ourselves want to be interdependent. We ourselves want to attain this correct love thy neighbor, basically, taking part in this. We are in cooperation, and it's not that we just sit aside and not touch each other, but cause good for each other, because we are all dependent. If people reach that state, then they are able to lead society. Today we are in such an opposite state that people could say that it's ideal, it's utopian, it's too extreme. I agree with you. So how can we attain it? I don't know. Let's say I don't know. But if there's no choice, why is there no choice? Because it's a law of nature. It's a law of nature. We developed to a state, then we reached it now. With your old way of life, which is very narrow and egoistic, today you have a crisis everywhere. All your life is destructive, in crisis. Why? Because in the train of evolution, you entered somewhere where there's a new way of acting and dealing, new behaviors. The gate is opened, and the train, with all of humanity in it, entered a new era. That's it. And now, we are all seeing the world as if everything is the same. No, it's not the same. Like in some fairy tale, like a story here, how nature relates to you and how you relate to each other. Well, life, death, and while you're living, the fact is you are dependent, everything on everyone else completely, and you have nothing to do with it. Now you need to act differently. So, if you want to act before you enter this world, like you act in the old world, you receive a blow. More and more crisis. This is how everyone will be. And leaders, first of all, say, we can't lead anything, we can't control. Not through army, not through economics, not through laws. Nothing affects anymore. Nothing is effective. Also between nations, and also inside of nations, and also small societies, in the workplace, in the family, in each and every, and a person himself even. Even a person with himself. He sees today, he has no perception or the right philosophy for life. Because we reached a new way of living. First of all, we need to understand that now, in humanity, there's a new force, which is a network. It's not one particular place that comes from nature. Secondly, we need to know and understand and agree that nature is above us and not that we are above nature. That is part of our essential change in our perception. We always thought that we are above everything through our ego. you were used to do whatever you want. And all of a sudden your ego doesn't work anymore. You receive blows through your egoistic perception. You want to do something, nothing works. Turns out the opposite. Meaning the old way of living is not working anymore. And then you gradually learn, rather I don't do anything. If I do something, there will be a crisis. And if I don't do anything, also crisis. And what will I do further on? I don't know. I'm built in an egoistic way, and now they demand me of looking at the world globally. How is it possible? I can't. I'm unable. That is why a leader must explain to the world what's the current state of the world, and we have no choice. Eventually, we need to fulfill love thy neighbor like myself. You all heard about it? Yes, we heard when we were kids. Now you need to fulfill it towards who? Towards everyone. Everyone around the world. In Mozambique? Also there? I don't know him. It doesn't matter that you don't know him personally. Your inner relation needs to be that you want to be good with everyone. You need to develop love towards them, even if you don't know him. What does it mean? If you met him in life, if he's a relative, there's no relatives anymore. All the world is one family. It's a family where I don't know my relatives, but what's demanded of me is wanting to be good for everyone. If not, you would see the negative side, how you're dependent negatively through crisis and blows. You'll see you're dependent on everyone else. In our nature, we don't like this responsibility. I don't want to hear these complaints. My nature, our nature, I know, excuse me, more than you, about these ideals and human nature, how we hate the world, ourselves, how we want to bend everything to be the way I want it to be. There's no place to complain. I'm saying what happens from the nature side. I don't understand. I have a hard time even loving my own family. Now you're saying we entered a new era, everyone interdependent, there's new rules, whether you like it or not, you need to be good with everyone. Well, it's not instantaneously. Let's say through tens or hundreds of years, but you need to reach it. Well, you gave me a cause and effect that I don't feel in my life. Completely not. You said there's an interconnection between nations. Maybe I understand. But how connections between nations brought me to the fact that I need to treat everyone in a good way? I think individually, and I continue with my life, everything is okay. Of course I have troubles in my relations with my wife, my kids, everywhere, and people around me. I understand that I am dependent on them. And from year to year, it becomes more and more difficult. But I didn't understand in this chain of events, why do I have to eventually treat everyone positively with love? What I recognize in my life, that relations become more and more difficult at home and work. Even if you talk about all my nation, all my country, I don't know. I don't even know my country or my neighborhood. I don't even know my neighbor. Meaning my relations are at home and work. Relatives also, I see them only in weddings. So, I don't really understand what you're talking about. So, I need to be good to all the people in Israel, you say. I lost you in the chain of events. It's not that it's not reasonable, but I just don't understand. I took you to the end. I'm not saying that you are forced to do anything now. And how can we force this? We are not in this Russian terror that they wanted to force people to improve or correct through pressure. Rather, I'm saying the question was on leadership. And what is a leader? He needs to see the goal. Maybe he wouldn't have enough time throughout his life or his time in office, but he needs to know the goal, the direction, and we need to move forwards towards it. Why? Because nature, which is above us, develops human society towards this, towards being round like one family, interconnected positively from love, not forcefully, but each and every one understands that he changed, and through that he treats everyone. Why? No reason. That's the way it is, because nature forces. Nature, but you can say nature brought us up egoistically through thousands of years. All of a sudden, it wants us to be connected. Let him make this connection. And truly, nature will correct it, but you will suffer. I can say, continue like you are today. You don't need a leader. You don't need anything. Just know that each and every stage and moment you would suffer from blows. What kind of suffering? All kinds of suffering. Whatever you want. You wouldn't have nothing to breathe, to eat, no family life. People who live with you hate you, and so on. In everywhere, in every shape and form. Why? Because it's an integral network. In everything, you would feel this negative effect because you're not going towards connecting to the system that now is starting to control mankind. Do like you please, you can continue, but I as a leader am telling you it's worthwhile for you to choose me as a leader, because I gradually will change society towards love thy neighbor like myself. Something that may seem not realistic. For that, you need to truly change yourself from the one who hates to the one who loves. It's a very drastic change. But you will have to do it either through crisis and destruction from nature, or through education and understanding, mutual support, in a very easy and nice manner, in convincing and exercises. If not, please, you have in front of you a World War III, you have difficulties with the climate, the choice is yours. Let's say you represented the leader's opinion, and I will represent the public opinion. Of course it's opposite, I understand, but what can we do? Even if you talk things of reason. And I say it's a very nice vision and very nice idea. But I'm telling you, you have no chance of succeeding with people we have today. To imagine people will come to a state of love thy neighbor, you're hallucinating. You couldn't bring me something more obscure. You said taking people in the 21st century, people who don't even see their family as close to them, to a state where everyone loves each other. There's nothing more disconnected from reality. Can I answer? You think there's a difference between a person and an animal? To a beast, is there a difference? I didn't understand. In human nature, only our ego is bigger, right? The human is the most egoistic creature, meaning he feels either good or bad. Through feeling good or bad, you can manage him everywhere. It's like two directions. You can lead a horse. You can bring him wherever you want. I lead him through both directions and exercises. He awakens this special force, integral force that is in nature. This force which holds this network and manages it. We are getting closer to this force, either through crisis or positively. This is all our life. Our life is between pleasure and pain. Nothing besides that. I can make everyone like a puppet. I can make everyone the sweetest thing. Bring me a person. If I put pressure with pain or draw him with pleasure, what's the problem here? What are you saying that a human is independent? No, it's a small machine that you can easily maneuver it. Through that, I bring him to learn to exercise. Through exercises that they start, they awaken, even if they're unwilling. They awaken a force that is in this connection when they unite. I force them through pain or pleasure, and when they start to connect, they reveal, wow, there's a special force here with connection and unity. It changes us and truly connects us. It changes me. It changes something in my perception, a new angle to see things. Maybe interdependency could be positive. We use the integral force itself. This is something a leader knows how to do. Then he brings all the stubborn people and the wise, seemingly wise people, he brings them to a state and forces them, you want to eat? Yes. I would give you food, and this will truly be the case. Everyone soon will be unemployed. Each and every one will receive everything you need on the condition that all the world, all day long you work. Where? In my university. That's it. All day long. You finished your day. You have something to eat. You have everything you need. If not, don't. There's no problem like you go to work today. You come to learn. And it's not learning. It's changing human nature through this inner force. Whoever doesn't feel this inner force has not recognized it, he thinks it's impossible. But when he discovers this inner force in connecting, he surrenders and understands that there the solution lies, which I didn't know about this. Our time is over. Please save your questions. Thank you very much, Rav Lightman. I would love for us to continue and talk. Maybe a last sentence to conclude. So leadership is to lead society towards love thy neighbor as a goal through actions gradually which are comfortable and positive that the public can stand. Thank you very much. Thank you for being with us. New Life. Goodbye.